We commissioned Angelus films from the independent sector in 2009, and those films were past their sell-by, out of license. We needed to do something or drop the slot altogether, and there was no clamour to drop the slot, quite the reverse. Any audience research we've done, either sort of scientifically or anecdotally, has shown that there's still strong support for the Angelus slots, a reflective or prayerful slot. So what do you do with it? And I decided to commission more films, but at the same time I thought, wouldn't it be nice to create a slot, an opportunity for aspiring Irish filmmakers? So we have ring-fenced one day in the week when people who artists or filmmakers who want to have their work showcased in this one-minute slot on RTE1 can submit work. And provided it meets the same editorial brief as all the others, that it provides a non-verbal minute that's conducive to prayer or reflection for people of all faiths and none, i.e. our license payers, then good luck to them. And that's what we're doing. And we're calling it the People's Angelus because that's who's making it. We've got the first batch, we've selected 8, which will keep us going more or less up until Christmas, every Friday. And already I'm getting lots of submissions, and I'd welcome more at peoplesangelus@rte.ie. We've had applications from a deaf school, from a hospice, from Cashel Community College, from media students, from all sorts of people saying, yeah, we'd be interested in doing that. What a fantastic idea to create an opportunity to get our work seen. Well, that's the first thing, is give them the opportunity to submit, but they've got to deliver on the brief as well, and that's a challenge.
And a very important challenge for anybody who's in the area of media studies or film or anything like that is submitting on time and to the brief.
Absolutely, yeah, and it's a challenge I face as well. I'm serving an audience, and this slot serves an audience of Irish people. And those people are of all faiths and none, and therefore we're trying to create this reflective moment, a moment when people can go placidly amidst the noise, as the old desiderata tea towels and posters used to say.
There have been criticism from, say, Atheism Ireland, who were saying that it's still not that inclusive. I mean, the very fact that it's a Christian prayer, that it's still called the Angelus and so on, that in its nature is not inclusive.
Yes, and I've read those submissions, I respect the people who are sending them. My point to them is that their proposals are all about creating a secular space, as if secularity is the same thing as neutrality. It's not. Secularity is secularity, and their agenda is one that isn't neutral. It is to banish religion from the public square. That's not our job. Under the Broadcasting Act of 2009, our role is to reflect Irish culture, including Irish religious culture. And according to the last census, the population is, I think, 93.4% of the population voluntarily identified with one or other religious denomination. Atheists are a tiny minority within that. They're an important minority. We serve them in some of our religious programs and a lot of our secular content. They too pay a license fee. However, this is not a secular country, as some people, including a former RTE head of news, said recently in the Irish Times. No, it's not a secular country, and we shouldn't pretend otherwise.
Yeah. So, I mean, from your point of view, and I guess you're hearing word on the ground, people are still, as you say, very responsive to the Angelus and very responsive to the idea of creating something like this.
Well, put it this way, on the day when we introduced these actually very modest changes, all we did was recommission films and added the sort of creative element of submissions from aspiring filmmakers. There was some mischievous reporting in a couple of the newspapers, and there was one headline that the death knells for the Angelus. And I had a woman in tears on my answer phone on my desk saying, you know, I gather your English. You wouldn't understand what the Angelus means to people in Ireland, how important it is to us. Well, actually, despite the accent, I'm half Irish. And I do kind of understand what it means to some people, but I also have to listen to those for whom it's an anathema and think, is there a way of reconciling these two? Is there a way of making the excluded feel included?
Yeah. I mean, that's an ongoing challenge for you.
Well, my view is that the current batch of films, if you wish to say the Angelus, you're facilitated in doing so. I know Gay Byrne mischievously once tried on air to say the Angelus in time to the chimes and found that he couldn't do it.
That's a very good point, isn't it?
However, RTE has never broadcast the Angelus prayer within the Angelus slots. That's not the point. Some people describe it as a Catholic call to prayer. I don't see it as that. I think it was possibly that in its origins. The way I regard it is rather as Christmas or St. Patrick's Day are undoubtedly, unashamedly Christian in their origins, but they've grown into something that are embracing to people of all cultures, all faiths and none. And I think that the Angelus should be doing the same. Should we change the title? Well, I don't see any reason to antagonize those for whom it's as important and unique cultural identity as I've said, the harp on your passport. So why upset those people for the sake of what political correctness? I'd rather say, no, bring on other, let's make it inclusive rather than exclusive. Let's not rule anybody out, but rule a few people in.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, people wouldn't think about changing St. Patrick or Christmas as a name. It would be, you know, it would be very strange to even consider that. So I suppose in the same sense, why would you change something like the Angelus?
Well, exactly. I mean, the same arguments that have been made about the Angelus could easily be made about St. Patrick's Day celebrations. Undoubtedly Christian in its origins, get rid of it. It would be a brave member of Atheist Ireland or any other lobby group who would suggest that. Same thing with Christmas Day. I remember actually on BBC Radio 3 a number of years ago, there was a furore because of one of the presentation announcers, who was a devout atheist, I'm told, said, "Good morning. It's the 25th of December," and left it at that. And I think that, if we banish cultural traditions, religious traditions from a country where they've played such an important part of the history and the present, they're not just banished to the past. If we banish them, then first of all, we're not doing our job under the Broadcasting Act, but second of all, we're not reflecting the reality of Ireland as it is.